Four San Diego beaches among the most polluted in California. A list of California beaches with the most polluted water has four San Diego locations in the top 10, according to a report released by a Santa Monica environmental group. Heal the Bay's Beach Report Card uses A to F grades to rate beaches based on water quality tests and frequency of sampling. Beaches are graded for summer and winter months and ranked accordingly. Topping the list of beach bummers, or beaches that scored the worst during the summer, was the Tijuana River mouth, a marine conservation area in San Diego County that borders Mexico. Ranked 6th last year, the beach soared to first place due to sewage from the Tijuana River, which annually discharges tens of millions of gallons of untreated sewage into the ocean, the report said. But there's reason for hope, according to the report, thanks to funding from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for upgrades at the Punta Bandera treatment plant in Tijuana. Also, Mexico recently started building a new $33 million treatment plant that is expected to replace the existing Punta Bandera plant when it is operational by the end of September. In March, new U.S. funds in the 2024 appropriations package signed by President Joe Biden also secured $100 million to address the Tijuana River sewage crisis by repairing another treatment plant, the Federal South Bay plant in San Ysidro, California. Every San Diego-based beach that struggled this year was fouled by the sewage crisis, including the Tijuana Slough, which ranked 4th, followed by Imperial Beach at Seacoast Drive, which placed 7th. Considered an open ocean beach, Imperial Beach usually tends to benefit from better tidal flushing to wash out contaminants, but the sewage was enough to overwhelm natural dispersal mechanisms, according to the report. Next door, Borderfield State Park near the Tijuana River mouth ranked 8th. Also because of sewage pollutants. In Los Angeles County, two beaches made the beach bummer list. The Santa Monica Pier ranked 3rd, dropping from the most polluted last year, and Mother's Beach at Lifeguard Tower in Marina del Rey placed 9th. Analysts said that despite recent efforts such as stormwater capture systems and netting to deter birds, Santa Monica continues to face challenges from sewage runoff, bird poop, and people, as one of the state's most popular tourist destinations. The enclosed Mother's Beach faces limited circulation and remains polluted despite cleanup efforts, they said. Playa Blanca in Tijuana also found itself on the list, placing 2nd, with some of the worst impacts from the Tijuana River. The report also contains an honor roll, with 9 Orange County beaches topping the list of those with the cleanest water. Of more than 500 monitored beaches, only 12 made the honor roll. These beaches must maintain weekly water quality testing and A-plus quality grades in both summer and winter. Beaches in Dana Point, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, San Clemente, Laguna Beach, San Diego, and Ventura made the cut. Most notably, the Point Loma Lighthouse in San Diego has placed on the honor roll for 3 consecutive years now. Other honored beaches include Riviera Beach in San Clemente, Emerald Bay Beach in Laguna Beach, Trinidad Lane Beach in Huntington Beach, County Line Beach in Ventura, and Salt Creek Beach in Dana Point. Only 2 beaches made the list last year, but typically around 30 to 50 beaches make the cut, according to the report, which is usually dominated by Southern California beaches. Heavy rainfall last year and record rainfall in Southern California in February 2024 eliminated several contenders as more pollutants were washed into the water. This was especially evident in February when Southern California experienced record-high storms, severely impacting water quality and disqualifying many regular honor roll contenders from the region, the report reads. Some beaches in Central and Northern California counties also do not sample water quality year-round, making it harder for them to be ranked.